Welcome to Christ Fellowship Bible Church radio program. Stay tuned for singing and the morning message. Good morning and welcome to Christ Fellowship Bible Church radio program. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Christ Fellowship Bible Church is an independent church that serves the Crisfield Marion Station area, and we meet at 5910 Crisfield Highway here in Marion Station. Our Sundays begin with Sunday school at 9 a.m. We'd love to have you come and join us. Then following Sunday school, our worship service begins at 10 o'clock. And since it's only about 8:32, you have plenty of time to come and join us as we look forward to worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. This evening, we normally have our worship service at 6 o'clock, but since there's a lot of things going on for Labor Day this weekend, we'll be canceling out, but picking it back up next week, next Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. Also keep in mind that this Tuesday evening, we will be having our church-wide prayer meeting. That begins 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. I would invite all of you to come out for that. We've had several over the last couple of months, and we're kicking off our Bible study with prayer meeting this time. So I encourage you to come out Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, for our church-wide prayer meeting. Well, with those announcements laid out there for you, I have a song picked out that I pray that the Lord would use to be a blessing to your soul.
In churches of today, seeking to appease us, leaders compromise the faith. They refuse to defend the truth by which we're saved, but there are sinners lost forever without God. Scoff the cross, criticize the Christ, the Lamb of God who gave his life for all. They may trample on his cleansing blood, but it's still the power of God that saves the lost. For every tongue and generation, transcends all time and space. On that famous tree of Calvary, God's redemption was displayed. Though the world promotes a lie and boldly states their case, they will never change the gospel. It is still of
as a sacrifice for me. So I will count the cost, pick up my cross for the one who made me free. They may scoff the cross, criticize the Christ, the Lamb of God who gave his life for all. And they may trample on his cleansing blood, still the power of God that saves the lost. For every tongue and generation, through the blood there is salvation. So we cannot afford to compromise the message of the cross. For every tongue and generation, through the blood there is salvation. So we cannot afford to compromise the message of the cross. No, we cannot afford to compromise the message of
And that was Miss Sandy Whipp singing for us the message of the cross. And I pray that would just stir your heart to seek the Lord more and be thankful to him for all that he has done for you. I've got a message right now that I preached last Sunday, and it pertained with the theme about that of having a good testimony. A testimony through that of how you live your life out in front of others. A testimony through that of what the Word of God says and those that are closest to you. Maybe behind this pulpit or stand up on a Sunday morning and say that I thank the Lord that so many years ago or last week that I give my life to Jesus Christ and I'm saved. I hope you have that testimony. But do you have a testimony? Do you have a testimony? Just not that you're looking back on a time when you were converted, but there is something that goes before you now, all the time in your living. Just not about the things you are saying, but how you are living your life out among the people, among those that know you. And here that John notes as he records, Demetrius has a good testimony from all. And what does it mean to have a good testimony, or as King James Version has it, a good report? How do we add up to a good testimony or a good report? How do we come to that place? Well, the Bible is clear on that. The Bible, it verifies itself. It defines itself. When we talk about how can I have a good testimony? How can I have a good witness? How can I have a good report? How can I be that one such as Demetrius today that John is saying has a good testimony? Well, we look at 1 John chapter 5, if you turn there. 1 John chapter 5, looking at verses 10 through 12. The Bible says this. He, verse 10, chapter 5, 1 John, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who has believed in the Son of God has the witness in himself. What does that mean for us? That means that when you and I, this word, we talk about having a good testimony, the beginnings of a good testimony, we have that witness within. The Spirit of God, when you and I come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God come upon our lives. We were baptized in the Spirit. We were filled with the Spirit of God. And that's why today that we have an assurance in our lives, I know that I know that I know that I'm saved today. I know this because of the witness of the Spirit of God within my life. I know. I know that I am because the Spirit of God testifies this to me. And that's again what we see here. He believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself.
or herself, when we come to faith in Christ, we receive the Spirit of God in our lives. And that is the guarantee, the Bible says, for us. That is the guarantee of our salvation. It testifies to us that we are the sons and the daughters of God. God Himself witnesses to our spirit through the Holy Spirit that we are His. That we're His. And that, again, as John begins, there's a testimony or a witness within ourselves. He who does not believe, the Bible says, he who does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed the testimony that God has given us his Son. So for you and I, the one that would say that God is a liar or reject that of the plan of salvation that God has laid out for his people. God has laid out the plan that the only way that we can come to God the Father is through his Son, Jesus Christ. We can only approach God that way, no other way except through the Son. And anybody that would deny that, John says that they are a liar. They do not know God, they are a liar, and they will never know God if they continue to hold that stance. But he makes it clear, he says, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given us his Son. And what is that testimony? He says, and this is the testimony, verse 11, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. That's the testimony, and that's what the Spirit of God witnesses to you and I when we come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. It witnesses to us that I do have eternal life, that God, by his sovereign will, by his sovereign grace, by that of him pouring himself out into my life, that now I'm raised up anew in the person of Jesus Christ. I've died to myself, putting my hope and trust in Christ, and I've been raised anew in him. And now I am born again. That's why when we talk to people and we share our faith with Christ, our faith in Christ, and we talk to these folks and you ask them about going to heaven or are they ready, and you have people that say, I hope I am. The witness is not there. Because if we are truly converted, then we have the witness, the testimony that I have eternal life. I know. There is the knowing. Yes, it is. There is eternal life abiding within me. And if I die today, I am prepared to go and meet my God. I am ready to meet him because the witness is there. And that testimony that God has given us is his Son. And that testimony that God has given us eternal life and that life is in his Son. The only way that eternal life is granted, when we speak about eternal life, oftentimes we think about the resurrection of the dead, which certainly that's a part of it, the resurrection. But the Bible teaches us that when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, that eternal life, that it's already on the inside of us. It's already there, and that's why we can rejoice, and that's why we do know. And people say, if you die today, if you just drop dead wherever you are, will you go to heaven? And with an assurance, the believer can say yes, because I've put my hope and trust in Jesus Christ. There is no doubt. Not in my own merits, not in my own goodness, not in the things that I've been able to do, but I have laid hold of that which has laid hold of me, and that is Christ Jesus. I've laid hold of him. And as he goes on in verse 12, he who has the Son has life. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's the bare bones of the gospel. If you have the Son, you have eternal life. You've got it. You have got it, and you're on your way. You are in this world, and you're making your way toward that final destination, which is a city which was not built by hands, but it was built by God himself. It was built by him, and that's the way we are headed now. And our focus, when we come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, our focus is no longer about the things of this world. Those things which used to captivate me, to keep me enthralled, to keep me in awe of. But now, my focus as a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, that I'm looking forward to the day. I'm looking forward to that day just as Ethel, it was a great song to use this morning, that I'm looking forward to that day when Christ embraces me, when God receives me home, when he is the one who is bought and paid for me, and I wait for the day. Now, we don't know when that day is. We don't know when that time is coming. We could live another 50, 60 years from now. We don't know that, for some of us anyway. But to understand that we are steadily pressing on day by day by day, and knowing not our time, knowing not when God will call us home, not knowing when Christ will return for his church, and in that we look to have our desire as a born-again believer in Jesus Christ is to look to have a good testimony. And the only way, the beginning of having a good testimony, is going to be by that of having faith in Jesus Christ. I must have eternal life first. I must have come to saving faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if you go to Hebrews chapter 11, which is a great chapter, when we know it's called that, it's the faith chapter, as many would call it. There in chapter 11, it gives us a list of these people who by faith did this and who by faith did that and so forth and so on. And in verse 39, it says this. Verse 39 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says this. Verse 39, and all these, meaning all these that the Hebrew writer had spoken about, Abraham, Moses, Gideon, all these people of which he would name. He says, and all these having obtained a good testimony through faith. So it begins again, we speak about faith. If you and I are to have a good testimony, like John is saying here about Demetrius, if you and I are to have a good testimony within the church, within the confines of the circles of which we travel in, we must have faith. We must have saving faith. If I'm going to have a good testimony, I've got to have faith. Because if I do not have faith, then I end up being like what we see at Diotrephes. I am being like him who does not have faith. He liked the church circles. He liked the preeminence. He liked all of that. But he's not living out the gospel. And believers are going to live out the gospel. So here, as the Bible says, all these, there in verse 39, and all of these having obtained a good testimony through faith. A good testimony through faith. Hebrews 11:5, it says, by faith Enoch was taken away. Before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Remember Enoch? Enoch was this one back in the Old Testament. You had all these ones that were begot this one, and then so-and-so, he would die, and then another one was begotten, and it would die. And so, but then you come to this fellow named Enoch, and it talks about him being begotten, and that he would begotten, he would have children of his own, but then it speaks about how God just took him. He did not see death. God just took him off this earth. And in doing so, that the Bible in Hebrews notes about Enoch, that he had this testimony that he pleased God. And how do you and I, how do we come to a place of pleasing God? Well, in those following verses, in verse 6, right after that we must have faith. If we're going to please God, if we're going to have that good testimony, we've got to have faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. So if it's impossible to please God without faith, then friends, we will certainly not be born again. We will not have the living witness, the testimony of the Spirit of God within us. And we will certainly not be like, as we've noted here, a Demetrius. We'll be more like a Diotrephes. So the Scripture tells us, what is the beginnings of a good testimony? It comes by faith. It comes by faith in Jesus Christ. And if we don't have that, then we will not have a good testimony according to the biblical standard. We will not have a good report. John says Demetrius has a good testimony from all. Now we recognize, friends, that has to be a generalized term, because we know that Jesus Christ, all of us today, is even as born again as we are and as sanctified as we are, set apart as we are, that we are not the perfect Son of God. That we're still living in this flesh. We're still working it out every day, crucifying the flesh, putting off the old man, dying to our old self. Jesus Christ, keep in mind with him, that he was the perfect, sinless Son of God. And he was hated. So you've got a man that come to this earth who was perfect in all his ways. There was none like Jesus Christ that ever has been or ever will be. He come to this earth and people despised him. They hated him. I would like to think that everybody would like me. I would think that everybody would look at me and they would maybe not love me, but at least they would like me. But it can't be. It's not so. Because I am a fallen human creature. And I'm going to do things that's going to upset people. People are going to not like, they're going to dislike me. All those kinds of things. Is even though we strive to live the best that we can, people will not like you. And that's a wake-up call for some of us today. Look at Luke, if you would, real quick. The Gospel of Luke, the 6th chapter. Noted, again, when he says by all, we take this in general. Luke chapter 6. Bible says, as he pronounces these woes, verse 24, but woe to you who are rich, you've received your consolation. Woe to you who are full, you shall hunger. Woe to you who laugh now, you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. This verse, it always reminds me of when I asked Crystal's dad for her hand in marriage. That was what you're supposed to do. And so I did it. And I went to him and I asked him, I said, I'd like to marry your daughter. And he said, oh, okay. He said, I figured it was coming. You two have been together for a while. He said, and I've spoke to people, meaning down home, Dion Chance, we know all around that, people that knew me. He said, I've spoken to people about you, and people, everybody I've talked to, they say that you're a good guy. And I was a new Christian, I was like, hey, that's good. I said, that's right. You know, I'm a good guy. And then Charles, following back on that, comes with this verse, and he said, well, the scripture, it teaches, beware the man everyone speaks well of. So then I backtracked a little bit, and I was like, well, you just ain't spoke to the right people yet. But that's what it's the general term that he's using. He has a good testimony of all people, because we know that, friends, we will not please everyone, especially when we're in the faith. Because there are some demands that are made from, again, behind this pulpit, and not so much behind this pulpit, but out of Scripture. There are demands that are made upon people that people just won't like. When we demand that there is only one way to know God, that is the demand of Scripture. There is only one way to know God, and that is through His Son, Jesus Christ. And then you've got other people that are out in this world say, no, there's many ways that you can know God. But as a Christian, we are demanding that of the authority of Scripture and saying, no, there is only one way. And that one way is only through the Son. That's the only way. And people will despise you for it. They'll hate you for it because they say, well, you act like you've got it all figured out. It's what the Bible says. It's not that I've so much figured it out, but that's what the Bible commands, that you believe in the only begotten Son. John, if you turn there, the Gospel of John, and Jesus put it this way in the 15th chapter. 15th chapter, just a couple verses there. He says, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So we got to compare scripture to scripture. We're looking at John. Demetrius has a good testimony from all those that are around him within the church, those true believers in Jesus Christ, those who know Demetrius, not worldlings, because worldlings won't like him. I guarantee you Diotrephes doesn't like Demetrius. He's not one of his favorite people. He's not sending him Christmas cards every year. Diotrephes probably doesn't like Gaius either. But when we're true to the faith, those that are also of the faith, that will have a good testimony. will have that good witness among them. And I would pray that that would again be our testimony. Those around us, the church, those that know us, that they can say, yeah, that sister there, she knows the Lord. And she is serving the Lord faithfully. That brother there, he come to know Jesus Christ and his life has never been the same. And again, not that these people are perfect, but they're steadily pressing on with Jesus Christ. They're magnifying the name of Jesus wherever they go. Again, not all, that's a general term he uses. Demetrius has a good testimony from all. But what else? And I think this is something that we need the so much the testimony of men, but if we are truly saved today, that we will have that testimony. That testimony will go before us. It will reach out into the community. It will be out into the church itself. That yes, when people come to faith, if they are truly converted, you will see the change in their lives. You'll see them constantly grow in faith in Jesus Christ. You'll watch them mature in their relationship with the Lord. It's been a privilege for me over the last 15 years that we've been here in the Crisfield area to see a number of you come to saving faith in Jesus Christ and to watch the growth. To watch people, not since he's not here, I'll use him, somebody like Gene Ward, who was lost and undone, good fella. Was a good fella in the community, but didn't know Jesus Christ. But come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, and then you watch him, just not that he was not doing good things before, but now you watch him develop in his relationship with Jesus Christ. And now he can stand behind a pulpit like this, or any pulpit, and deliver a message that is solid, that is down the line. But now as we note that, not again, that we need the testimony of folks, but also, as John would regard here, he says, Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. And that's one way of which you and I, when we talk about the truth itself, that we can examine our own lives to make sure that we're in the faith. That's how we want it. We want to make sure that we are in the faith. We want to, as the Bible says, that we are working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Make sure that you are saved today. Just don't bank on that, well, I was baptized back then, or I joined the church back then, or the preacher patted me on the back and said, you're saved. We want to make sure that we're saved, and we want to align ourselves to the truth. What is the truth? The truth, it sets before you, some of you got it on your lap this morning, the truth of the Word of God. That's how we know. We want to align ourselves to the Word of God. If I'm saying I'm a born-again believer, how is my life adding up to what Jesus Christ taught? Is my life centered upon those things of how Christ dictated to me that my life should be lived out? As I read the Apostle Paul, do I see my life conforming to those principles, those things of which the Lord himself commanded Paul to write? Or am I one that if I sin, do I defend my sin? Do I try to make it, you know, make an excuse for my sin? Or am I truly repentant of it when I do? When I find myself tempted and in fallen, do I look not to defend my sin, but do I look to ask God for forgiveness of my sin?
Dear friends, that's all we've got time for this morning. If you would like to contact us with questions or comments, or if you would like to have this sermon or any other in its entirety, please feel free to call 410-623-2401. Drop us a note in the mail, 5910 Crisfield Highway, Marion Station, Maryland, 21838. Or go to our website, www.christfellowshipbiblechurch.com. Or you can look us up on Facebook. But once again, thank you for tuning in on WBEY 97.9 and listening to our program heard here every Sunday morning at 8:30. God bless you all and have a wonderful week in the Lord Jesus Christ.
How beautiful you are and how great your affections are for